Spam calls which use fake or misleading caller ID information to scam Wisconsinites could become illegal under a bipartisan proposal in the state legislature. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. It's Monday, November 27th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a bill could create a pilot program which would study the effects of psychedelic mushrooms on veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. And be careful when you're on the road right now. It's deer crossing season, especially in one particular part of the state. Stay with us.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A bipartisan proposal in the state legislature would make it illegal to use fake caller ID information to target Wisconsinites for scams. The practice is known as spoofing. Teresa Murray directs the Consumer Watchdog Program at the Public Interest Research Group. She says just about everyone is affected by the practice.
Even if it's a teensy tiny portion of people who actually do fall for scams, that's tragic. But there is still a bigger issue, and it's the value of our time, and you can't get that back.
The bill to punish spam callers in Wisconsin would make someone pay up to $10,000 if they knowingly use inaccurate caller ID information. Murray encourages people to file reports with state and federal governments when they get spam calls, and consumers can also add themselves to that Do Not Call registry. Another bipartisan group of lawmakers wants to make it easier to study the use of psychedelic mushrooms in treating veterans with PTSD. Rich Kramer has more.
The bill would create a trust fund and pilot called the Medicinal Psilocybin Treatment Program. Psilocybin is the active compound found in what are commonly called magic mushrooms. Researchers at UW-Madison have been studying the use of psychedelic drugs to treat mental health since 2014. Democratic State Representative Clinton Anderson says bill sponsors are hoping to use $100,000 in state funds to assist the research happening in Wisconsin.
Let's try to find some alternatives to treatment for our veterans who served our country. And I think that's something we should all be able to get behind. Otherwise, we're just, you know, playing political theater when we talk about how important our veterans are.
This summer, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration released guidance to researchers using psychedelic drugs in mental health studies. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin is on pace to have more than 16,000 car deer accidents this year, and those numbers would be similar to the past 3 years. State Department of Natural Resources Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says since the late 90s, the concentration of deer has been shifting towards the southern part of the state.
The trend we've been seeing over the last couple of decades in southern Wisconsin is that the deer harvest simply hasn't been keeping up with the productivity of the deer herd. And so that plays out in why there's, you know, a growing issue as far as the conflict with accidents on the road.
Urban counties in the south, like Dane and Waukesha, have routinely been in the top five counties for car deer accidents in recent years. Most of these crashes happen around now in October and November. That's when deer are on the move during mating season, known as the rut. Drivers are encouraged to slow down and put down their phones, as always, to avoid crashes. Proposed legislation would help divert unused food to people in need. Margaret Faust reports on the plan that would grant money to organizations across the state.
Wasted food was the most common material in landfills across Wisconsin in 2021. Experts say keeping food out of the trash would help lower food insecurity. The proposed legislation from Democratic lawmakers would help fund organizations that distribute unused food to low-income households. One group is Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin. Its CEO, Michelle Orge, said her priority is to divert food from landfills and give it to people who need it.
We believe that hunger makes everything harder, that lives can be changed with food, and there is enough food for everyone. Even if we haven't figured out how to get that food to everyone yet.
The bill is in line with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources goal to reduce food waste in landfills by 50% by 2030. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says the city and county of Milwaukee could consolidate services to save money. Both the city and county are facing future budget gaps. The report says the two entities could share or merge programs that could save them money down the line. Rob Henkin is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
From a budgetary perspective, looking for every opportunity to achieve efficiency and to perhaps save some dollars could make some sense.
He says leaders could look into building and fleet management. The county could also merge with city-run employee wellness clinics. The report says the county could even take over city mowing services because it has a more extensive operation. Next, city and county leaders will propose more specific areas of research back to the policy forum. And that'll do it for this Monday. Glad to be back with you, and thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right back here on your podcast feed again tomorrow morning like we are each and every weekday. Until then, have a great start to your work week. We'll talk to you again soon.